Hello and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. Thank you for joining me. It's time for a new habit and it's habit number 20. Can you actually believe it? I've been getting lots of messages from people saying that they've been doing 26 habits too, whether it's their own or following along. It's been so delightful hearing from you. Thank you for sharing your experiences with me. Keep messages coming. I'm loving hearing all about it. For the next one though, I don't know about you, but I've noticed something over the last few weeks when I've been chatting to friends, and that's that people are feeling a little bit frazzled. Now, I've been trying to figure out why. Perhaps it's a throwback to school, and around September, we all associate September with a new workload or this sense of starting something new, or whether it's the fact that we're all aware that we're hitting the home stretch towards Christmas and the end of the year. But I have spoken to so many pals who, in the wake of summer, and having had a holiday, are already really keen for a break. And it all culminated. I went to dinner with a load of gal pals on Friday night, and every single person came into the room saying, "Oh, I've just had one of those weeks. I'm so happy to see everyone. I'm not going to complain, but I've just had one of those weeks." And I can relate. And I feel ridiculous because I've been doing 26 habits and I've been working towards leaving 2018 as a better version of myself. But I feel as though tiredness, taking on too much, not taking enough time off, etc., has culminated in me slipping into old bad habits. I can't remember the last time I meditated. I did yoga for the first time in weeks the other night. Instantly felt incredible and a bit less frazzled. But I haven't rolled out the mat since because every time I do, I think it's a bit too indulgent. And I'm thinking about my bed about 90% of the time that I'm not in it. I've also been terrible at looking after myself. And for the eighth time recently, I got home knackered after a long day and had no food in the house. And I thought, oh, just run to the shop, just go and get a sandwich, go and get something really simple. When I realized that that in itself was another thing that had fallen by the wayside, and that was, I wasn't giving myself the fuel I needed to do good work and feel energized. So I have reset. I've been making my green smoothies to make sure I'm nourished and getting enough fruit and vegetables. And I did a big shop and planned my meals so that I had some sort of schedule and wasn't constantly living on my wits about something as basic as what to eat. It's not all bad. I'm running further than I've been able to run in the gym in ages, and faster, I hasten to add. And I can feel that I'm getting fitter, which is a brilliant feeling. And I'm making strides at work. So there's a lot that's good, but I feel as though tears and a tantrum could be in my near future if I don't get myself in order. So they say a change is as good as a rest, but I can't take a break anytime soon. So I'm going to say there's a rest in reset. And I was doing a bit of research into what the best way is to reset yourself whilst also being able to recharge at the same time. And time again, it came back that if you wake up and go to sleep or get into bed at the same time every day, you are resetting yourself. You're giving yourself a schedule, and the body really likes that. The body is a great adaptable creature, but it's also a creature of habit. I listened to a great podcast episode, the link I'll put in the show notes, with this guy, Lewis Howes from the School of Greatness, and it's called How to Manage Anxiety, Burnout and Overwhelm. And he mentioned this too, and he also added that making your bed as soon as you wake up is a very basic act of self-care that sets you up for the day. So I figured I definitely need a reset. I don't have the luxury of being able to take any time off, so it has to be a reset that I can do in and around my schedule, whether that's work, social life, whatever, and see if it somehow gives me the ability to then balance. So my alarm is going to be set in the morning for 6 a.m. Now, I know that sounds early. I wish I could be someone who gets up at 8. But the truth is, when I get up at 8, which I've been doing a lot recently, it's a sign that I'm falling into a bad habit. I am better when I am getting up early. It's just my DNA. It might not be the same for you, but that's just what works for me. So it's then on me to make use of that time, as I did with the previous 26 habit of getting up early, whether that's by doing yoga, whether it's by meditating, whether it's by running, or all three, who knows. And my bedtime is going to be 10 p.m., which feels quite early, but I reckon I can do it. Because when I think about what I do after 10 o'clock, it is normally just binge watch something, or it's not really productive time. So if I can turn that into productive time by going to bed and getting myself into a cycle, that's excellent. There is one more thing that I do need to throw in the mix though, or rather remove, and that's my iPad. I am a real bugger for taking my iPad to bed with me. I like to listen to Joe Rogan when I go to sleep because I very much enjoy his voice. Or I sometimes, for comfort, like to revisit old episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race. But what this means is that sometimes I have the iPad on all night, or I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and think, actually, screw you, Netflix, I am still here, and I hit the keep watching button, and then I've woken myself up. So I need to be strict with myself and have all devices outside of the room. I've also had a spot of insomnia recently, and it's not been too bad, but there were 3 days in a row recently where I woke up at the same time with a nightmare at 3 a.m. and I just thought, right, this is ridiculous. And when you wake up in the middle of the night and you have friends who live in LA or different time zones, it's really easy to pick up your phone and just be like, hey, what are you doing? So I need to be a bit more disciplined about that. So early to bed, early to rise, no iPad. Let's see what happens. Do you have any tips for hitting the reset button that doesn't involve a holiday or a week off? I'm hoping that this somewhat simple change that still allows me to carry on as normal will ease some of the overwhelm and general angst I'm feeling. Have you found this works for you? I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, let me know. I'm thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram or Twitter, where I'm @EmmaGunns, or you can post in the closed Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever you're listening to this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always a delight to have you here. And I hope that in the next episode, I am a slightly less fraught version of myself who has not had any insomnia. Wouldn't that be great? Thanks again for listening, and I will see you on the next one.